We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Mr. Todd Starnes joining us this morning, of course, host on Fox News Radio. Todd, how are you?
Doing well. Hope you are, too.
You bet we are, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what? I was, for one, pretty proud of Donald Trump yesterday because he came up and he said, listen, I'm not playing your games. If all you're going to do is be in one office and accuse me of a cover-up and then walk next door and want to play like we're friends, I'm done.
You know, you can only push a man so far, and the Democrats for 2 years have been calling this man every name under the book. They've been investigating him. They've accused him of being a traitor. When they realized they could not get to him, they went after his kids, his family. I mean, it really is appalling. And so then, yesterday, up at the White House, you had a meeting about infrastructure. They were going to talk about what to do with all of these blasted potholes in America. But before the meeting, Pelosi goes out there, and quite frankly, we need subtitles when she speaks. I don't know why is she slurring her words all the time. What is it, happy hour at 10 o'clock in the morning in Washington? I mean, I don't get it. But look, I thought the president was spot on right. He did the right thing. And honestly, what he should have done is gathered the press right outside the front door, and he should have personally thrown Nancy and Chuck right out the door.
Have security just escort these two out of the building, please. Yeah, I agree with you. I talked earlier about why Pelosi. I don't know. There's just something affected about her speech these days, and it's really kind of strange.
Mark, I disagree with you. I don't know. I would have had the president personally do it. You with the martini glass out of here.
Boom. I like it. Yeah, you kind of get that impression from him these days, and I agree with you. Any other president, I'm trying to think, any other Republican candidate who ran in 2016 who had, if they had been elected, would have gone along to get along, and you finally got somebody who acts like I would act by standing up and saying, no, I'm done. I'm not doing this.
You know, we talked about this last night on the Starnes Country television show, and it's this idea that the president is mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
And I say, good for the president. And here's the question we need to be asking ourselves, because every single accusation they've thrown at this guy has been disproven. So now the question is, do we really have any reason not to believe President Trump, and do we have any reason to believe the Democrats? Because they've been lying to us from day one.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, Todd, I noticed on your website you'd covered this story that I've got here in my stack this morning as well regarding this camping world up in North Carolina somewhere. They've got this huge flag. They went and got a permit to put a flag up, and the one they put up is like, I don't know, 40 feet by 60 feet, and the city council voted to start fining them $50 a day because their flag was too big.
Yes. So look, the problem with this story was one of the first words you uttered. They had to get a permit.
Yeah.
Why is it that Statesville, North Carolina, is in the business of issuing permits to fly the American flag? That's the problem here. It's government overreach. The government has no business deciding how big a flag should or should not be. And that's the problem here. Camping World, and if you've ever seen a Camping World, you know they're patriotic and they fly these massive flags. Mark, this one is larger than a Starbucks, the footprint for a Starbucks. So it's a big flag. That's not the point. The point here is that the city council has overreached. That should not be the responsibility of government. What gets me, we had a lot of callers. We talked about this on the show yesterday. We had a lot of callers from North Carolina who say, well, you know, Statesville is a conservative town, and the bigger issue is the interstate, and that they don't want people to be distracted on the interstate. I just don't see how people could possibly be distracted by an American flag.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing that caught my attention about this, though, is I'm happy that they're defending the fact that they want a big flag, and I guess they think their customers are going to be happy about it. But do you remember the controversy with the owner of Camping World a few years ago, Marcus Lemonis? I remember this soundbite right after Donald Trump got elected. Hold on. Here. Oops. My fault, Todd. Hang on. Little audio difficulty here.
This country today that are in favor of what has been said in the last couple of days, and if they are, quite frankly, don't shop at my business.
That was Marcus Lemonis back in 2017 telling Trump fans that he didn't want them shopping at Camping World. And then he had to walk that back because, of course, red-blooded Americans camp, and you don't want to isolate that part of your buying audience.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're not going to see Nancy Pelosi driving around the country in a Winnebago. She's
no.
got a private jet, for God's sake. Look, you know, I get it. And the guy did walk it back, and who knows whether or not he, you know, likes Trump. That's not the point. Regardless of that, at least the guy's a patriot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he flies an American flag.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm glad that he walked that back. But the minute I think of Camping World, I get a picture of that guy in my brain. What do you think about this Pete Buttigieg guy? The progressive and the progressive media are just losing their minds. And then, of course, he gets an hour on Fox the other night and gets a standing applause from the audience.
Yeah, I call him Opie Taylor from Mayberry. This guy, and I'm sure some of your staff may have to Google that.
Right, absolutely.
I realized a few weeks ago my cultural references have now become significantly dated. This is really fascinating. Newt Gingrich was on my radio show a couple of weeks back. He compared this guy to Jimmy Carter in the sense of back in the 1970s, during that presidential race, there were a lot of Democrats running, and Carter just broke through the pack. And it was because he was considered an outsider from Georgia. I think Buttigieg, he may have some staying ground here. The fake Mexican, Robert Francis O'Rourke, he is way off the reservation right now.
Yes.
Someone said they're not even digging up dirt on the guy, and I said that's because the guy's eating dirt. He's literally eating dirt. So look, Mayor Pete, though, I got to tell you something. This guy, he's like all shucks, you know, Mr. Small Town Mayor. He is a radical left-wing extremist, just like the rest of them, and I think that was demonstrated in the town hall meeting. By the way, had he said what he said about Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson on my program, I would have personally thrown his butt right out of the studio.
Absolutely, yeah. And but he got away with it, so that's a shame. Todd Starnes, thanks so much, and we'll listen for you on the radio. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.